This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And they decided to leave it in, even though like they had to change the key. Is it hand to hold on to? It might be that. But it was just like, they were like, dude, we can't, you're playing at the wrong key. And so he changed it like at the beginning of the song. It's a long, long guitar riff, along with some other stuff. And you're like, this is a really long intro for a song. Turns out because they were playing at the wrong key, apparently, and they changed it and they liked the way it sounded and kept it in the whole song.
So was it the, I heard the old folklore of the Guns N' Roses song when there's like the breakdown, and it's like, I think it's on Welcome to the Jungle, and it's like there's actual sex going on.
Oh, really?
I'm pretty sure. Oh, Rocket Queen.
That's, oh, wow.
Yeah.
And there's sex with it. Like, people are having sex while the song's being done.
Right. Well, Axl Rose was having sex with a woman in the recording studio. And the best part, that according to the story, that woman was their drummer's girlfriend, Steven Adler.
Oh, no. Oh, man. That's a beating. Now, you know what? If that is true.
Yeah.
I mean, all of it, especially the last part. You can see why there's dysfunction in some families.
Oh, for sure.
You can really see that. God, you can't go tapping your buddy's girl. You can't do that.
Well, I mean, I wonder how much of a quote-unquote girlfriend this person was. I mean, this is at the height of them probably just doing anyone and everyone. I don't know if that was necessarily a... But it's still awkward.
It's still a territorial situation, you know. It's just like, man, dude, come on. That girl's my girl.
That's my girl. Don't have sex with her. And then now whenever we go on tour and play that song, I got to think about the time that you banged her.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You talk about that, Steve. Wow.
And I'm sure that's not the only one that's done that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no. And I've heard about it in sports as well. You know, stories about a player who just is horrible. And you go, why is that guy so bad? And then you find out, oh, it turns out one of the other players was banging his wife. And so that affected his whole mental, he was going through all that drama, his own teammate banging his wife. And so he had a horrible season because of it.
And his teammates batting cleanup in more ways than one.
Yeah, definitely. Oh, it's crazy, dude. It really is, because these were big stars.
But that's like that. Isn't that out of the movie Major League?
Yeah.
Like, wasn't there that scene?
Well, and it's funny. The one of the guys involved used to play for that that team, as a matter of fact. So, hey. How crazy
so,
is
hey.
That? Hey, I'm just, you know, it's like, did he watch the movie and go, hey, that's the team I'm on. I guess I'll do that, too, and ruin
his ideas from the movie.
Yeah.
Well, why not?
How'd the movie end? Them winning the championship.
Yeah, and they did win a championship, but not that season with that guy. They had to get rid of the guy whose wife got banged.
It takes a little time.
It really sucked, because the guy whose wife got banged, everybody hated him. He didn't last long in the city. And like, it wasn't until later, I was one of the haters too, going, what a mistake that guy was. And then finally somebody pulls me aside who had inside info, go, dude, that poor bastard, what he went through, oh man.
Now if you were that player and you're like realizing you're having a terrible season, the entire city hates you, you're considered a giant bust for them getting you, right? So all that's going on, would you go and do a press conference and say, here's the reason why I'm not playing well?
I surely would. I don't know why he didn't.
The third baseman that you all know and love, he's banging my girlfriend.
Is that a bro code thing? Like, you're just not supposed to? I mean, unless it's a rumor and
I don't
never
know
happened.
Any bro code that says, hey, if someone's banging your girl, you can keep it quiet.
I don't know why this guy never...
I'll have to go check the bro code. But
yeah, check
sure
the bro code, because I think you're right that you should be able to just make a press conference and go, hey, I know you hate me, but you know that guy over there? Yeah, he banged my wife.
Well, one person was like, just like the time, and I remember this rumor. It was pretty epic. I don't know if it ever was true or not, but the time that LeBron James' mom was sleeping with his teammate.
Oh, yes.
And that guy ended up playing with the Sonics for a minute.
That's the greatest story ever.
Right.
I mean, horrible.
What's worse?
Yeah. Ooh. All right. Well,
I say wife would be worse, but I think mom is worse than girlfriend.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, unless it's a steady girlfriend, you know she's going to be your wife.
Okay.
Yeah. But you're right. It's when that girlfriend really goes to, okay, she's my girl and we're probably going to be together, then you don't want that happening. But yeah, otherwise, you never want anybody with your mom.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, or your sister. I mean, oh, man. But the mom's worse.
These are the 30 for 30s that we need on ESPN.
Oh, dude, this guy that it's alleged about, I would love a 30 for 30 on his life because he was a huge, huge star in the world of baseball, but a bit of a mess in a lot of ways. And, you know, if they ever come out with it, it would be great.
It would be epic.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. I have lots of tickets that I haven't paid. Can those be discharged through a bankruptcy?
Yes, there are some limits on what we can do with tickets. Tickets cannot be discharged in a full bankruptcy. In a Chapter 7 case, that won't help you get your license back. But in Chapter 13 reorganization, tickets are dischargeable. Most types of tickets are dischargeable. So you would have to pay back some of the tickets in a Chapter 13 case, but the vast majority of them could be discharged if you complete the plan. And again, you would get your license back right away when you file the Chapter 13 case, as long as the only reason you don't have your license is because of failure to pay your tickets. But the Chapter 13 process will help you get your license back and repay a small portion of your tickets in most cases and get your license reinstated almost immediately.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.